the National Archives podcast series, Cataloguing Projects During 2016, an introduction to the work of the Strays and Fragments team, presented by Greg Cole.
Hello everyone. Okay, so my name's Greg and I work in document services, and most of the time you'll probably see me on one of the help points in the document reading room or up in the map room, and I'm going to talk to you today about the work of the Strays and Fragments team. So the Strays and Fragments team, we're a group of people from DSD that work to reunite sections of documents. We work predominantly on Mondays, so as a lot of you will probably be aware, National Archives is closed to the public on Mondays, so we do, throughout the year, a lot of work on Mondays, lots of things, and one of those things is working on the Strays and Fragments. As I mentioned, about reuniting sections, but there's also a lot more to it that we do. So we've got the reuniting sections that have become separated. We also follow up on reports from readers of where a document contains more than they're expecting. So sometimes people come to us and say, this file also contains the records of somebody else. In those cases, we'll probably try and find if it belongs somewhere else. Otherwise, we'll probably contact the catalogue team and see about getting an amendment made and then updating the catalogue so that it can be seen, so discovery. And we also follow up on reports where readers believe that a section may be missing from a document. Okay, so there might be a page missing. So if you've got a page going like 10 to 20 and page 11's missing, things like that. And what we do is search the Strays database. So what's the difference between a stray and a fragment? So a stray is a part of a document that's become separated and it's not immediately obvious where it belongs. They'll usually have some sort of content that we can use to do a search to try and find where it needs to go. There are currently 2,736 strays on the database. But this may seem like a lot, but obviously we've got over 11 million records held by National Archives. And so this is a very small proportion of the total. And the number of strays in the database could be therefore approximated to just over 0.02% of that 11 million figure. And in most cases, these strays will just be very small parts of documents. So we could be talking maybe a page or a part of a page or something like that. And they can vary greatly in size. So they can vary in type. So as you can see here, we have a bit of a book there or a booklet. We've got an index page. We've got a letter there. We've even got a poem there. We have maps. We have bits of parchment, seals, and even a little imp there. That is an enlargement, I have to say. It's a very, very tiny thing, that, so I've made that a bit bigger just so it can be seen on the screen there. Okay, so we're not sure when the Strays team originally formed, but parts of one of our strays dates from August 1937. And this is a selection of quill pens there. And these were used as document fastenings within a document. So in terms of a fragment is currently virtually impossible to reunite. And as you can see here, we've got some little tiny bits with just a few words. There you see those. And also another selection there. Okay. Obviously, you can see small bits of writing on there, but there's nothing really that we can use to do some sort of search. So with the strays process, we initially get given a stray, and then we do a search, whether we have success or not. We then log it on the database if we don't have success, and then we scan the stray, so we've got an image, and then we store the stray. Okay. So it's very easy for parts of documents to become separated. Obviously, over time, things may become untagged or broken and might fall out. But we obviously ask readers and staff, of course, to be very careful when they're looking at documents. When people copy documents, we ask that they always keep the entire document together. So rather than just bringing one tiny section to the copiers and then potentially leaving it behind, we ask them to keep the whole thing together. And when we have a stray given to us, we ask the member staff hand it in to fill out one of these forms. So that gives us a description of the problem, where it was found. That can be useful for trying to determine what it is, when it was reported, and also the member staff there so that we can go back to them if the need arises to get more information from them. So we use Discovery, which is the catalogue, to potentially find the documents. What we mostly use, though, is the advanced search function. So you can see where that is on the main Discovery page there, and that's what it looks like. Okay, so some of the key things that we use on here are to search for keywords, exact word or phrase or even a date range there. That's very useful to us. So what we're going to do now, we're going to give you an idea of what it's like to be part of the Strays team. So we're going to do a live search now with some examples that we can see whether we can match up where they belong. So we can see that we've got a Stray there. Well, it's no longer a Stray. It's been reunited, in fact. But I've redacted the document reference down at the bottom there, so it's not too easy for all of you out there. So what we can use for this one, we've got the former reference up there in the top right, and we also have a date there. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to go into Discovery. So we're going to go into the advanced search function there. If we type in FW, 965 and 50, no results. Ah, oh well, it does sometimes happen. I didn't want to give you a full sense of everything being completely easy with the Strays and Fragments, so I was prepared, as you can see. So what we'll have to do, we'll have to delve into the actual contents of the Stray. So I'm going to enlarge a section here. And so we need to look at key phrases here. So we've got dance halls there and West Indians. So we're going to go back to Discovery and also use the date 1944. And we will see whether we can find a document reference. And we can also search for a specific date as well, so we can narrow it down. So we've got 1944. And there we go. There's the document that's been found. And you can also see why the former reference search didn't ring anything up, because the former reference is actually listed in Discovery with a W without the FW. So that's why we didn't have any success there. Go back into this now. This one's a not so live search. Okay, so this was found in an ADM document, and obviously you can see that it's got a Treasury stamp and a date and a former reference, so all three key things there that were very useful. So if we search Discovery, we get this document here, and you can see it's a T document. You've got the date there and also very nicely the former reference, so that matches exactly. And then once we got that, we could reunite it with the document. So that's the document there. You can see the former reference on the front. And so then we just put the document away. Okay. So, okay, now we're going to do another live search. Okay, so this torn chart was recently reunited. However, the most useful information for this in doing a search quickly would be on the back. So if we turn that around, and it's got the date July 97, which we're going to assume is 1897, CO and 16489. Okay, so those are three key things there that we need to do a search on. So another quick jaunt back to Discovery. We know that we had 16489. We know that it's a CO. And we also have the date of 1897. So then we do a quick search there. And there we can see the former reference, 1897, and there's the document. Okay. So we can also then go to the original document. Notice I've taken the redaction of the reference off there. You can see there's clearly a tear pattern there where the document has, where the part of the document has become separated. And it also matches, the following pages match the style of numbering as well. So we need to make sure that we're putting the document back in the right place. We can also now see some of the work that Collection Care have completed to make sure that sections don't become strays again. So if we decide to put a stray in place, we need to make sure that we put it in the right place. We match up tear patterns quite often, and even in a few cases, we might have even matched up rust patterns, so just where a page fastening has left it, just a pattern left on the document. Okay, so we need to be sure if we're putting it in the right place. We also then log the Stray on the database. It's important that we describe it with useful information. So this could be the year, former reference, description of the content, and it gets a reference number, unique reference number. So it's a letter code, a size indicator, and an item number. So the letter code indicates the physical description of the Stray. And we have 18 of those. So we've got bun, par, boc. We've got loose suits and files, flat maps. And if those don't sufficiently cover it, we have of, which we love for other. So, the Stray Par 157 is the 57th parchment Stray, smaller than A4 in size. And a bit of good news, as I was working on this presentation, we now have a good lead about where or what that document actually is. So that's going to be reunited fairly soon. So that's another bit of success there. Okay, so scanning and storing a stray. What we do, we scan the strays so that if we're doing a search, we don't have to run and retrieve it, so that we can just have a quick look to see what it looks like. We use boxes, envelopes, and sleeves. I was going to do a scan of a sleeve, but as you can see, they're transparent, so it's very difficult to scan one of those. And we also have these envelopes here. And we also, as I mentioned before, get collection care assistance sometimes to help us make sure that they don't get damaged. Obviously, the stray team is made up of people from DSD, but we work with colleagues from across the National Archives. So that could be advice and records knowledge, collection care, and the catalogue team. And we also have a Stray of the Month page where staff can submit suggestions about where things could potentially be. Just as an intro to this, we're going to just show you some of the collaborative work that we've done. So when some conservation work was done on this document here, the HO45, there was an additional section that wasn't on discovery. You can see those there, and they had those file numbers. So what happened, as it doesn't exist, we contacted the catalogue team, and an entirely new reference was created. You can see there the extent of the work that went into that by the catalogue team to make sure that that is very well catalogued there. Okay, and that can now be searched. And also, if you see the custodial history, that was found catalogued and when it was added to the online catalogue there. So that's now a new document that is available to be ordered up. Okay, we also do a lot of work with WO339s. With these ones here, these are records that we thought probably belonged in WO339, but there wasn't an actual record there. So we contacted ARC, and just to make sure that they were going to go in 339 rather than 374. And then we contacted the catalogue team to get the references put on. And then Document Services made sure that they were correctly in folders and put back in the repository. So now those are some extra documents that can be ordered up. Okay. So people across the organisation have worked together to help us with these strays and fragment successes. So we're going to show you some of the favourites now. This stray here was formerly a stray, and you can see it's got the signature of President John F. Kennedy there. And we contacted colleagues from ARC, and they found Prem 11-3559. That is a page from that document, and you can see that it makes reference to the original copy following by bag. Okay, so then we put the original copy in with that document as we took that to mean that it was going to be there. So this one here, we got contacted by somebody from ARC to let us know that SC218392 was missing a section. When we got it, it looked like that, okay? And I'd like to reassure you that I haven't just ripped it in half for demonstrative purposes there. I've used computer to make that look like that. So there's obviously a large section missing, and we had a quick check through the strays, and we found that, just like a puzzle. Obviously not a bestseller, but the two fit together. And then collection care made sure that it was put back together. You can see the bits there where they've made sure it gets put together, and they've got a protective cover. Okay, so this one here, we had a report of a missing section. We had a quick look through, and the document appeared like this. Okay, you can see page 26 and 31, and then we searched through, and we found that there. So that's now gone back into that document. That's page 27 to 30. Okay. E101s, they can be very frustrating to look for. They often have former references, but we can't actually search those on discovery. And one of the ARC team informed us about an old obsolete finding aid. This is what it looks like, fairly nondescript, but it is very, very useful to us, okay? I call it the Rosetta Stone of E101. Certain E101s, not all E101s, okay? So this is a former stray, okay? And you can see the former reference there, 46.9. If we go to the obs, we can see we've got the form reference there. That is the current reference. And now that document's been reunited. And we've done two such strays have been reunited like this. And hopefully it'll be useful in the future. So just moving on now to the future. Okay. We plan to keep working in collaboration with other departments. Okay. But we're hoping to get engagement with readers as well. So hopefully soon there'll be a display in the first floor document reading room where we highlight a recent stray. And readers can then offer anonymous suggestions. So I don't want people thinking that, you know, we're going to be chasing people down if they put a suggestion. It turns out it was out to them. We also keep lots of fragments. As I mentioned previously, we can't currently reunite this. But, you know, in the future, with things being digitized, there may be ways to match up the fragments to the pages. And so the key point from this is it's a very much a collaborative process. This can be readers reporting issues with documents, wrong contents, or pages likely to fall out, so future strays, as it were. The work of the strays team, advice from ARC and the catalogue team, and the assistance from Collection Care, making sure that the strays stay reunited once they get there. And that's it. Okay, so...
This talk was recorded on the 25th of November 2016 at the National Archives, Kew.
This podcast is copyright to the National Archives, all rights reserved. It is available for reuse under the terms of the Open Government Licence.